This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil to clubs in Miami to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really seriously, thanks for being with us. Thanks for taking the time to be with us to enjoy. I hope you're enjoying the show, but if you're not, the heck are you doing watching it? You know what I'm saying? Or listening to it. Anyway, if you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, a lot going on up there. If you head up to the website, though, you can shop on the website. That's right. Oh, you know, buy a coffee cup, buy a T-shirt, buy something. You can download the apps. There's a whole bunch of things you could be doing on the website as a whole. And look, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. If you got a topic or a subject or whatever it is that you're looking for from the show, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to understand what it is you're the type of topic or person that you want to hear. So, yeah, I just want to get to it. I mean, you guys have been listening for a while. You can head up to the website. You know the drill, right? Anything you want, you can pretty much get on the website. You can read the stories. You can even download the new apps that we have or the beta apps that we have. Let me know what you think. All right. So, unless you've been in a coma, you know that the Dems have been doing nothing but investigate to impeach. They're not investigating to find out what needs to be done and who did what, where, and how. Because there's so many questions they don't ask, it's obvious they don't want any of their stuff overturned. I thought it was very interesting that even though Epstein has been caught and things have been happening and, you know, we're getting further and further into the investigation. If you look at how many people were on the plane with him, I mean, hundreds and hundreds of people. And the media is honed in on one person, Donald Trump. It seems to be the only person that gets under their skin, the only person they care about. Nobody else in the world exists. You could have another Jimmy Jones event in Guyana, and the only one that would be talked about is President Trump because he didn't stop the guy from doing the massacre. That's what you'd hear about. It's just amazing to me. Anyhow, so today, there were hearings on Capitol Hill, again, as usual. And the only thing this is about is to make President Trump look bad. Now, I did the stories earlier for you guys. You know, the ones I did on purpose. To show you that killings and the cages for the kids. I mean, think about something. President Trump has not built not one cage to hold kids. Are you hearing me? Not one. He's not responsible for building one cage. He's responsible for using the same cages that Barack Obama built. That's true. But he hasn't built any cages. How do you work that one out? Or I should say, how do they work that one out? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The guy I have absolutely, absolutely no respect for, Elijah Cummings. Right? He demands better for migrant children. I don't know if he's been down there. I don't know if he really has seen what's going on down there, right, at the border, in these detention centers, or he's just listening to AOC, who's definitely not the sharpest knife in the room, in the drawer. Sorry. But I want you to hear this guy. I want you to hear the fake outrage. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. It is fake outrage. And the reason I say that, some of you get really mad at me, but the reason I say it is this. If you don't want to accept it under President Trump, you should not have accepted it under Obama and Biden or Clinton, Bush, and so forth. If the mere fact that you're upset about it is because President Trump's doing it and the others have done it, then you're a hypocrite. It's not real anger. There's so many things like that, like the cages. Again, you weren't upset about it when President Obama put them in cages. Trump continues the process, and all of a sudden he's the bad guy. So it's all fake outrage. Let's just be real about it.
None of us would have our children in that position. They are human beings.
Look at...
When we hear about stories coming out from you and your agency that everything is pretty good and you're doing a great job, I guess you feel like you're doing a great job, right? Is that what you're saying?
We're doing our level best in a very...
What does that mean? What does that mean when a child...
What it means is the amount of money that you've given them, the amount of money you've refused to give them, the resources that they need that you... Remember, you almost voted against giving them beds. My own congresswoman, who's a Democrat, voted against giving these kids beds because she had other things that she wanted. So let's let them sleep on the floor till you get what you want. And he's outraged at somebody. He hasn't been down there to check it out. He did. I don't know if he voted or didn't vote to give them the money they needed for beds and food. He finally did. But remember these people. There was no crisis there. There was nothing to worry about. It was manufactured. That's why they didn't vote for the money. And now they want to know why HHS is having a problem or DHS is having a problem because you didn't give them the money.
It's sitting in their own feces. Can't take a shower. Come on, man.
That's a bit of a lie. We found out that, you know, when you're listening to people who want to get out, it's like, you know, frankly, you got criminals in jail that didn't commit their crime, even though 143 people saw them do it. We'll finish this up on the other side of the break. Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving saving an unbelievable amount, I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Studio host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563, always a pleasure. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. We're talking about Elijah Cummings. Guy can't hold it together. He can never hold it together. It's always a pleasure to watch him lose his mind. But he was in the hearings today. And they were talking to acting secretary of DHS. He's having a meltdown about the conditions the kids are in, the people dying, and all this other stuff. And I'm not belittling any of that. Don't get me wrong. Nobody should really die. You know, we should be getting the help that they need. When you see what these Border Patrol agents do to try to save lives, try to help kids and others out, you can't fault them. Now, this is the same do-nothing Congress that said that we didn't have a crisis at the border. We don't need any money. We don't need any resources because we don't have a crisis at the border. If there's no crisis, there's no issue, there's no problem, and nobody's dying. But I want you to think about something else, too. When you think about the record number of people trying to get over, when you think about who's dragging these kids over and how much help they're actually giving them, this is an amazing feat by these people. And again, because I know somebody's going to take my words out of context, but when you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people coming across the border, and you've got 8, 9, or 10 that are dying or have died or having, you know, health issues, you think that's a crisis? You're having more of a problem with that than the people that were killed at the border, than the Americans that were killed at the border from some of these illegals coming over and breaking into their houses? To you, that's not an issue? But when you have a few children that are dying, again, not a great thing? Considering the amount of people coming over illegally, that's the crisis? Not the people murdered in their own homes, that's the crisis? Well, no. You know what? I wouldn't expect any less from you, Elisha. Look what you're doing in Chicago. Right, that's right, nothing. You're exactly right, nothing. You're doing nothing to save the black community. And I guess you'll continue down that road. Take a listen.
What's that about? None of us would have our children in that position. They are human beings. And I get tired of folks saying, oh, they're just beating up on the Border Patrol. Oh, they're just beating up on Homeland Security. Now, what I'm saying is I want to concentrate on these children. And I want to make sure that they are okay. I will say it, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. It's not the deed that you do to a child. It's the memory. It's the memory. And so, I told the head of Border Patrol the other day, I said, I want to know what's happening in the meantime. We are the United States of America. We are the greatest country in the world.
Well, not according to you. We're not the United States of America. We are a plot of land on the continent that'll take anybody. We have no borders. We have no anything. We're not the greatest country because you don't want to build a wall and you don't want to give the Border Patrol money. See, this is the no responsibility group. They take no responsibility for any of their actions or inactions.
We are the ones that can go anywhere in the world and save people. Make sure that they have diapers. Make sure that they have toothbrushes. Make sure that they're not laying around defecating in some silver paper.
Somebody, you think somebody wrote the speech for him? I don't know. There's a lot of big words in there, you know.
Come on. We're better than that. And I don't want us to lose sight of that. When we are dancing with the angels, these children will be dealing with the issues that have been presented to them. How do you say to a two-year-old, we can't find your mother, but we can find the keys?
They would understand, first of all. Secondly, if that was a genuine statement, if that was really an honest statement, you wouldn't let them in to begin with, because what are we finding out now? 30 to 40% of these kids, their DNA doesn't match the person bringing them in? Why don't you talk about that? Let's talk about, you know, under Obama, he turned them away, wouldn't let them here. You don't talk about that either. God forbid.
Oh, we'll find the keys. We got your mama's keys. So, I just think we can do better. And we can go on and on and on.
No, you can.
But I'm hoping that we will see some immediate improvements.
Yeah. I can't take him serious. I can't do it because I know what the guy's really about. I know truly what he's about. And frankly, he's not being honest. Here's another shot. Another person taking a shot at one of our homeland security guy. And they're not telling you, they're grandstanding. They're embellishing. And they're making it look, I won't say worse than what it is, but they're making it look like, again, we're the animals. These are the same people, I want you to know, that protect MS-13. Hey, seriously, it doesn't get any crazier than this.
Several dozen times.
All right, so this is...
Let's start that from the beginning.
It's my second trip to the border. Have you been there, sir?
Several dozen times.
All right. So this is familiar to you, seeing families, mothers and children, caged with Mylar blankets.
Now, the beauty behind this is the pictures. Now, don't tell her because I don't want to blow it for her. But the pictures she's showing are pictures from the Obama era.
Yes.
That's familiar to you. And is this familiar to you, too? This is what we saw at the processing center. 40 men in a cell that could probably, under normal circumstances, accommodate maybe 5. This man is putting his fingers up, showing that he has been there for 40 days and 40 nights without a shower and without being able to brush his teeth. And I confirmed that with the Border Patrol officers there. This would not be allowed as a kennel for dogs. Yep, that's how we're housing them. And you know the Sally Port is filled with yet another 400 or 500.
I wonder if Jackie, is she one of the no votes? I'd like to find out. Can somebody look that up? Find out if she's one of the no votes in getting those kids beds. Remember the money that was supposed to be allocated for them? There was a bunch of California Congress people that voted against it. But I guess that shows caring. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're coming back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The Boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone.
President Trump says a U.S. warship takes down an Iranian drone flying in the Strait of Hormuz and is immediately destroyed.
Which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards, ignoring multiple calls to stand down, and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew. The drone was immediately destroyed.
The president speaking with reporters during a White House news conference.
The United States reserves the right to defend our personnel, our facilities, and interests, and calls upon all nations to condemn Iran's attempts to disrupt freedom of navigation and global commerce.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
We have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Remember I said some of you are in your cars, you're in your areas where the local radio station doesn't carry the show. There's two ways to handle it. One is you call them and say, what the heck is wrong with you people? Why aren't you carrying the show? The other way to do it is go ahead over to the Apple store or the Google store. We have a couple of apps up there. It's The Real Side with Joe Messina. Go ahead and load it up on your phone. It is the first version, so I'm really interested knowing what you think, what works, what doesn't work for you, and that kind of stuff, okay? So don't feel like you're attacking my baby by checking it out and telling me it's not working. I want to know for real, okay? So I call it The Real Side. I always want to know for real. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Head up to the website, realside.com. Watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy the coffee cup. Anyway, do what you got to do to make things happy happen for me. I make myself happy. I don't need help. Anyway, we're talking about the congressional circus, slugfest. I don't even know what to call it. It's just a major league debacle. When you're listening to these people, the Democrats, pound away at the acting director of Homeland Security about how he's handling these kids. Now, you heard me in the beginning before we opened, and I'm saying I'm not in agreement with any of this stuff, because when you think about the hundreds of thousands of people trying to come over the border, who's crashing the border, how many people we're trying to take care of, now, no, you know, the life loss is acceptable, if you would. But these guys, we don't have enough border agents. You didn't give us any money to really take care of them with. You refused to two separate occasions. A bunch of Democrats voted no on giving these kids beds. So don't tell me how much you care about them. I'm not buying. You might be able to sell that to some other crack-smoking people, but I'm not buying. Now here's Jackie Speier out of California. First of all, making fun of the fact that we're putting kids in cages. She forgot that it was her Lord and Savior, President Oblamo, the one that built the cages. President Trump has not built one cage. The only chain link fence the man has ever put up, and again, realizing he doesn't authorize every little thing. But my understanding is the only chain link fence that we have used to this point since he's been president is a fence that was put up to corral people to one entry point so they can be checked in, not to lock them up. Take a listen.
And as well.
It's unacceptable, and it has to change. We don't treat human beings like that. Now, I'm going to ask you to...
Can I respond to those comments? No one in this room that is warned more often or more stridently about the overcrowding and the conditions in our facilities than I have. So I'm very concerned about them. I've been asking Congress for help. We did not get the money for single adult beds. It would allow us to move those adults out of our custody from Congress. So I just want to make that point very clear. Secondly, on this case, as I said to Congressman Connolly, I'd be happy to follow up on specific cases. I don't have the details on this case today, but what I explained
okay,
as well.
Here's
is that
the problem. You've had this report since last Friday. You should have come prepared to answer these particular cases. So I'm wondering why you weren't able to do so.
So I've reviewed this report, and I've explained to Congressman Connolly our policy. I directed, and the Chief of the Border Patrol implemented when we during the period of zero tolerance that we would not separate, we would not prosecute an adult. That would result in a separation from their child if the child was under 5 years old. Okay, so if that happened, it was likely due to another issue in that adult's history or in the situation with that child that resulted in the separation. So,
yeah, so she's not going to be able to understand this. Way over her head. Right? That the fact that the matter is that this isn't a clean and simple issue as much as they think. And matter of fact, if it was up to them, they would close down all the detention centers. You just come in, we'll catch up with you later, I'm sure.
So I want to be clear on that.
We don't know then if the toddler was ever reunited with the father.
We do. I mean, the Miss L, we have lots of different ways to confirm this. And the Miss L court is reporting biweekly the results of their own class and the reunifications of that class. We also have the ability in our system to see which adults cross with which child and respond to that. So we can do a very specific response on this particular case.
Okay, so you will provide us with a specific
yes.
response to the questions that we provide to you.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. One of the children that we met was an eight-year-old. His mother was dead. His father was elderly. He was brought here by his 25-year-old sister and was separated at the border. There was another young 16-year-old with an infant that has a mother in New York but is going to not be reunited with her sponsor for as much as 60 days. Some of these cases are being handled in a way that doesn't recognize if you're a family unit, the family unit should be retained. And I want you to look at ways of improving the system. A 25-year-old sister and an 8-year-old child is a family unit, and they should not have been separated. This child now is homeless, parentless, and has lost his sibling. We can't treat people like this.
May I respond?
Yes.
So we've offered both to the Senate and House Judiciary Committees in their consideration of legislation to a modification to the Trafficking Victims Protection Reauthorization Act that requires by law that a child arriving without a parent or guardian be considered unaccompanied, and the only option that we have at the border in that case is to transfer that child to Health and Human Services, where they make the decision on the best placement with a sponsor. We would like and be willing to discuss the opportunity to have more flexibility to adjust to the kind of cases you just referenced.
And the problem here is they don't want to recognize it's their responsibility, Congress. They don't want to do anything with it. They want to put it on HHS, end of discussion. That ain't right. It ain't fair, and it ain't right. And if Congress had stepped up, you know, I've got some choice words about these wonderfully self-righteous people. I don't know any other way to put it. If Congress would step up the way they're supposed to, this truly would be a non-issue. It wouldn't, let me rephrase that. It wouldn't be as big a deal as they're making it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I don't know if some of you can't see it because you're listening, but she was holding up pictures, and they were Obama-era pictures. They weren't even current pictures of kids in cages, people in cages. I sometimes wonder, though, without, you know, trying to sound too cold, what do they expect to put them in? I mean, I'm saying dog cages. That's not what I mean, and you know it. But what I'm saying is that what are you supposed to get hotel rooms for everybody? Build a new hotel just outside of town? I don't really get what they're looking for, I guess. But here's the biggest problem. I think some of you guys don't even know this. I just found out this myself today, apparently. According to a Real Clear Politics article, Senator, I think it's Hirono from Hawaii, she's got an interesting take on why there's so much trouble right now in Congress, or as a whole, really. Senator Mazie Hirono of Hawaii, a Democrat, said, you know, Democrats have a difficult time connecting with voters because of how smart we are. That we know so much. Hirono was interviewed by a journalist at the Bend Towards Justice Conference in D.C. She said, we're really good at shoving out all the information that touch people, you know, here, points to her head. She said, but not their hearts. I mean, this is, the Democrats run backwards state 365 days a year. That's all you do is pull at people's hearts. All you do is make arguments that supposedly pull at people's heartstrings. She said, I've been saying it at all of our Senate Democrat retreats that we need to speak to the heart and not in a manipulative way, not in a way that brings forth everybody's fears or resentments, but truly speaks to their heart. We have a really hard time doing that because we're so smart and we don't know how to speak to people. I don't even know what to do with that. Right? I mean, talk about an alternate universe. Talk about living in a place that doesn't exist. Apparently she does. Right? I mean, really. They know so much. They are so smart. We have a tendency to be way too left brain. Are we serious? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Ponder that one during the break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
Love that bass line. I mean, I love the bass line. How about you guys? Don't miss your host. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the polls, a lot you can do up there, and be involved in the conversation. You know, it helps the show. I keep telling you guys, and some of you have responded, some haven't. Give us some real idea. I mean, give us some real thought. And, you know, When you listen to shows like mine, we are not, this isn't the, I don't know if you've noticed, but this is not the Rush Limbaugh show or the Sean Hannity show where, you know, we have all kinds of sponsors and people that, you know, a lot of us are smaller, belong to smaller organizations, right? And the way we make our money is the coffee mugs, the shirts, the books, and that kind of stuff. And even some of the sponsors that you hear, where, you know, we've got our gold guy, we've got our precious metals guy, David Fisher, and so on. So you want to You want to help out every place you can. I have a donate button. Maybe you're one of those people like me. I don't want to order magazines. I don't want to order cups. I don't want to order T-shirts. I'll throw you $20, $25, $20,000, you know, whatever I feel like. I'll throw you some money, and you keep the show going and all that other fun stuff. So whatever God puts in your heart, whatever you feel like, you know, hit the donate button. Throw a few bucks in our direction. I always appreciated it. Always appreciated. And at the end of the year, you know, I go through. Some of you have made monthly donation contributions. God bless you. Thank you so much for doing that. I appreciate it. Hopefully you feel like you're getting your money's worth. But it's not just for you. Remember, we're out there trying to change a lot of minds and hearts and put facts out there that people can deal with. Or maybe they can't deal with it. I don't know. You know, there are people that really get upset at some of the issues or topics I take on and the way I approach them. You know what? That's what America's all about, ain't it? Isn't that what we push in the show, freedom of speech? You don't have to listen to this one. There's 1,000 other shows you can listen to. And whether you like what I'm talking about or you agree with what I'm saying, at least you're hearing, you know, both sides or another side of the issue or the way I came to my conclusion. I know that I make some of my Christian friends crazy when I talk about choice. When I say I believe in choice, it's not the same choice that Planned Parenthood believes in. Now, for some of my non-religious friends, deal with me for a minute. But, you know, God gives us choice. He doesn't zap you from heaven to stop you from doing something. We can kill, we can love, we can hate, we can build up, we can tear down, we can swear at somebody. I mean, think about all the choices that God gives you. Because he gives you free will. So why do we have to pass laws? Why should we be passing laws? For instance, let's talk about abortion. If God doesn't force that woman not to have an abortion, what gives you the right to do it? See, the problem isn't the act of the abortion. The problem, frankly and honestly, when you guys want to hear it, it's not Planned Parenthood. It's not the government giving them money. The problem is the heart. We've not taught our kids. We've not taught about the action. Look, we've pushed God out of the schools. We don't teach our kids about it anymore. We don't teach about the value that they have to God and to us. We're not teaching them the realities behind the truly what that is a baby. So this is a heart issue. This isn't a law issue. For my biblical scholars, I mean, the Jews couldn't handle the 10 laws, could they? Think about it. Be honest with yourself. I'm not poking on the Jews, but they were the religion of the day, so to speak. Right? Jesus came, basically said, hey, you can't seem to handle the other 10. Here, I'll give you these two. This should work, maybe. Right? I mean, think about it. So what's making, not that we should have no laws, don't give me, that's not what I'm saying here. The law doesn't fix it. We have to change people's hearts and minds. We have to change people's hearts, starting with our kids like they do, because they're going after your kids. Don't let them. And the way you go after, the way you help your kids, like any other situation, you don't tell your kids they're wrong. Show them what's right. Show them the love of God. Show them the reality of the situation that they're in. Allow them to ask questions, make whatever it is, whatever the scenario is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The Ninth Circuit Court, I'm telling you guys, you need to buy more lottery tickets. They side with Trump. That's right. They have said that the DOJ can withhold grant money from sanctuary cities. Now, have you heard this anywhere else? Come on, be honest with me. No, most people aren't talking about it. Because this is a major win. Basically, what the court said was, hey, you don't follow the law, you don't follow the guidelines of the grant, you don't get to have the money. So they decided to crack down on sanctuary's policies. They were holding a fund, right? Los Angeles was denied over $3 million in grant money. The city's promptly turned around, and they sued the DOJ. But on Friday, last Friday, the Ninth Circuit Court said, hey, there was a nationwide injunction by a lower court, and they barred the DOJ from prioritizing taxpayer money to cities and states that cooperate with federal immigration officials. The panel said, hey, the three-judge panel said, what? The Trump administration has the right to deny sanctuary cities and states' community-oriented policing services called COPS grants. Everybody has them, or everybody has access to them. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday ruled in favor of the Trump administration's efforts to prioritize federal dollars for local policing. The ruling was a split 2-1 decision. They said the Department of Justice was within its rights to withhold community-oriented policing services from sanctuary city states over the refusal to work with federal immigration enforcement. They were allowed to prioritize agencies that focus on unauthorized immigration and agreed to give Immigration and Customs Enforcement access to jail records. So if you don't give them access to do what they legally have the right to, then the government doesn't have to give you any money. You see, the Los Angeles first sued the administration after it was denied a $3 million grant on the grounds it didn't receive the money because it didn't focus on immigration. The panel rejected Los Angeles' argument that DOJ's practice of giving additional consideration to applicants that chose to further the two specific federal goals violates the Constitution's spending clause. The judge went, "You're wrong." The panel held that the DOJ did not exceed its statutory authority in awarding bonus points to applicants that selected illegal immigrants' focus areas. Now, you know, think about that. Now, the L.A. city attorney, because, you know, it's going to cost them a boatload of money to fight this. So let's spend some more money. So the attorney has decided that he would explore all options, including an appeal to a larger panel of the Ninth Circuit, and on to the Supreme Court should he have to. Which I don't really understand, because when you do these applications for grants, our school district does them, but when you do these applications for grants or what have you, you have to agree to abide by the law, federal and state law. You have to agree to do certain things in order to get the grant money, and you have to report back on those things that you supposedly were supposed to be doing. Come on. So if you're not doing it, what gives you the right to the money? This is that whole, I told you already, this is the whole entitlement thing that's still happening. It doesn't matter what I signed. It doesn't matter what I said I was going to do. I should still get the money. I should still get the, you know, these are the same people that don't want to show up for work and still want to get a paycheck. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know, some of you know about the story, which is even more to it. In Denver, we had another liberal crazy paper. Right? It's just amazing to me on a regular basis. The Denver Post has asked the Aurora police to stop using our photograph. And basically what happened was, the Denver Post asked the Aurora Police Department to remove one of the photographs from his social media post, seeking help identifying suspects from a Friday night protest at the Aurora ICE detention facility. Now, the photograph captured the image of the guy that defaced the American flag and put up the Mexican flag. All right? What the paper's concerned with is that protesters and others will think that the paper is in line with the police department. So why would any newspaper want to come alongside and support a police department that's trying to enforce the law from somebody who defaced the American flag, who took private property, property that wasn't theirs, took it down, right, ruined it? These are all illegal acts. So the paper didn't want to be part of it. So now the paper doesn't want to be part of helping the police. They want to be part of the problem. Right? I love it. It just shows you where their mind's at. They don't want to help the police. They don't want to help the rule of law. So if you're out there and you're in the Denver area, I would not buy the Denver Post. I would cancel my subscription for a month. Show them a little pain. I didn't do the story yet, but Netflix has seen a hit of they've lost over 160 or 70,000 subscribers. I liken it unto Obama and Michelle being part of the group, but they don't. Joe Mazzini, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. God bless for being with me. I want you to have a safe and great rest of the day. Remember, come back tomorrow. We're here, so you should be too. Thanks for listening.